My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another late night Saturday night and another late inning loss for the Mets. The Nationals scored two in the ninth, one of those unearned, to walk off with a 4-3 win in West Palm Beach. Jordan Yamamoto made his third start of the spring, and he did pretty well. 3 1/3 innings, a first-inning run allowed, settled down after that, and he pitched hitless ball with two strikeouts. Manager Luis Rojas on what he saw tonight from Yamamoto.
You know what I saw tonight? I saw a good carry on his fastball, better than the other outings. He got some swings and misses out of it, and you know that just opens a lot of doors for him. And you know he was able to introduce the cutter, the changeup. You know, we talked a little bit before the game about sticking to strengths a little more and then introducing some pitches. And I thought that's what he did today. He liked his fastball, you could see it, and he was getting good results from it. So just about well, good rhythm. I thought he located well. Matt Cannon and him pair really well throughout the outing.
Carlos Carrasco will play catch on Sunday. That's the good news. As he works his way back on the progression from elbow soreness, Yamamoto is in the mix to pick up Carrasco if he's not ready for the start of the season. And the overall mix is exactly what Rojas likes about Yamamoto.
The mix, I think he's got a good repertoire. There's a lot of pitches that he has in the menu to get batters out. One of the things that hurt him in the past is the overuse or the over pitching, if you could call it. Just using everything out there and just sticking to maybe his strength and still use some of those pitches, you know, to have it in the hitter's head, you know, and all that. But I think that's something that him and the pitching coach have talked about and they're looking at closely. He's looked good so far. I like his rhythm. I like his poise. I like his command. I mean, the other day he made an error, but you know, besides that, I think that he's thrown the ball well. He's handled himself very well for us in his first camp here with the Mets.
Edwin Diaz once again looks sharp out of the bullpen. Two more strikeouts on Saturday night. You want a dark horse, though? Look no further than Miguel Castro, who again needed very few pitches to get through an inning. Fastball, slider, and watch out for the changeup, says Rojas.
Yeah, his fastball is getting ahead. Now, the sweeping slider is there. He's getting the swings, too. But this changeup is a lot better. Last year, he even said it to me a couple times over the phone that he wanted to work on everything, but specifically getting lefties more out. So his changeup right now is in a good place. He threw a couple, and they look really good. So that command along with a third pitch that he can bring with the slider fastball slider mix that he usually showed last year, I think is what I've seen. This guy's making 8-10 pitches an inning when he's going out there. You know, he did it again tonight. So we're looking at him, you know, being in a really good place right now and just wanting to be consistent with it throughout camp.
Albert Almora had the only extra base hit on the night for the Mets. That was a double. Almora has readjusted himself at the plate. He's concentrating on his strengths, and he credited James McCann in particular for helping out.
I think you mentioned a great guy. That's a guy that I pick his brain a lot. James is an outstanding person, first of all. He's really approachable and a great hitter. So I watch the way he works, and I pick his brain, and I talk approach, I talk hitting with him, and it's really been great. He opens up well and doesn't hold anything back, man. It's been a great conversation, so I'm really blessed to have that with him. So it's been great, man. He's a phenomenal hitter, and like I said, I've been blessed to be able to just pick his brain.
The Mets have been concentrating on defense, and more concentration obviously is needed because there were three more errors on Saturday night, two of those by Jonathan Villar at third base, which seems to be a sore spot no matter who's playing for the Mets. And they're also working on controlling the running game. But something which really plagued them constantly last season and probably cost them the postseason, it's rearing its ugly head once again, leaving men on base, not moving runners over, hitting with runners in scoring position, or the lack thereof. They were 0-10 against the Nationals. Rojas said it has not gone unnoticed.
We've seen it a couple of times already in camp. It's been a conversation. I know we had a lot last year. I kept mentioning repeatedly our main focus in camp is being our defense, and it's been a lot of controlling the running game. But you know, we understand that we failed at that last year as well. You know, in situational hitting, we haven't moved the runner over a couple of times as well in the last couple of days. Yesterday we do it in the first inning, and today we miss two opportunities, I think, or one. But yes, I mean, this is something that we talk about openly as a team. We talk to the individuals that were in the situation, and we just, you know, walk through the thought process in that at bat where we failed to execute. So and then we're able to just talk to everybody about our approach and things like that. But we are paying attention to those, even though we're talking about other topics more than anything when we're talking here in the Zoom call. But it's something that, you know, it's brought up. It was brought up this morning about yesterday or this afternoon. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll talk about some situations today as well.
All right, back to the daylight on Sunday. Mets Cardinals at Clover Park in St. Louis, or in St. Lucie, I should say. They'll be playing St. Louis. David Peterson will meet the start and match up against Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals. There's also a B game with Taiwan Walker making the start there. Jared Eichhoff and Sean Reed Foley will also pitch. That's the Met Podcast. Catch us tomorrow. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.